The investigative news nonprofit ProPublica reported on Thursday that one oil and gas company raised nearly $5 billion by slashing its payments to landowners with rights to the gas, in some cases from $5,000 a month to $500 a month. The company Chesapeake subtracted high fees from the payments for transporting the gas through pipelines. That was in fracking-rich states, particularly Pennsylvania. In North Carolina, the Mining and Energy Commission is developing rules for lawmakers to affirm this spring. Vice Chairman Ray Covington says the commission has looked at this particular issue.
There's a lot of tricks in the trade that we need to make sure that we always stay on top of.
The state attorney general's office says a state law passed in 2012 forbids companies to charge fees for production or transportation of gas. So companies couldn't use this particular trick here. There are plenty of others, though, including companies selling gas cheaply to subsidiaries who then flip it for higher prices. Covington says lawmakers will need to pass more protections.
There's a whole list of protections for landowner rights, which include surface agreements, indemnification, options approaches, auditing oil and gas operators for on behalf of the landowners. All those recommendations have gone forward.
Thus far, North Carolina's most high-profile so-called landowner protection is also its most controversial. A recommendation for forced pooling would make landowners sell the gas under their land if enough of their neighbors agreed. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.